be honest, we were very put out by what he said, because he denigrated the teaching profession. And, you know, he doubled down on that this morning on another station, where he castigated two current ministers who were formerly post-primary teachers. So he has form with this, you know. He's certainly no friend of the public service, and it's easy for him, sitting on his 100 million bonus and nearly a billion in the bank, to be castigating hard-working public servants. He was specifically mentioning teachers in relation to the work that they do in the Oireachtas, and I would have to say that I'd be very proud of the work that many of our members have done down the years. We've had Taoiseach, who are INTO members, and Taoiseach, and leaders of opposition and ministers in various portfolios. So we're put out about that, but we were nearly more annoyed at the reaction to Michael O'Leary at the Fine Gael gathering, where lots of people in the audience were guffawing with laughter. And, you know, that certainly didn't go down well with our members at a time when we're trying to get public services to the fore as a general election issue, in particular education.
As you say, John, these comments come at a time where it's widely felt that education needs support rather than to be put down. How damaging are his comments to the education sector, do you think?
Well, you know, certainly teachers don't like being singled out in the media, and it has happened before where various commentators have, you know, talked down our profession. But I think the damage, really, there could be certain damage to the Fine Gael party in relation to the fact that it happened on their watch at the launch of a minister's general election campaign. Now, their leader has been out strongly yesterday and today, distancing the party from what was said. But nevertheless, our view is that all of these parties that are going forward looking for votes from parents and students and teachers, they need to realise that over the last decade, the people of Ireland have spoken repeatedly. They have stated clearly to politicians that they don't want a tax-cutting regime. They don't want billionaires like Mr. O'Leary running off with tax exemptions and big bonus culture that wrecked the Irish economy back at the time in 1929 to 2013. They want real investment in public services, and unfortunately, education's investment is only in around 10% of the overall government spend. It's one of the lowest across the OECD in relation to GDP, and certainly we will be demanding that whoever gets into government increases dramatically the spend on education.